Moving Pictures by Ant Seng. Ant Seng is an illustrator. He often illustrates comics. In this article, Ant explains how he creates moving pictures.
I love working as an illustrator. An important part of my job is showing movement in my pictures. When we watch cartoons on television, we see things moving. These are called animated cartoons. They are made up of lots of individual drawings that flash by one after the other. 12 to 24 pictures every second. So it looks as if the characters and objects are moving. That's how animated cartoons work. But there are also ways you can show movement in a single picture on a page. I'm going to tell you about some ways I show movement in my pictures. Speed lines. Look at this picture. It seems like the car isn't moving. Now look at this picture. I've added speed lines, or movement lines. They make it look like the car is moving along the road. If I make more changes, I can make it look as if the car is traveling much faster. Dust clouds. If I draw a dust cloud behind someone, it looks as if the person is moving in the opposite direction to the dust cloud. The bigger the dust cloud, the faster the person seems to be moving. Jagged edges. Jagged edges along a person's back, together with speed lines, make it look as if they are moving so fast they're a blur. Distortion. Distortion means to change the shape of something. If I draw wheels as ovals, or draw faces, arms, and legs that are stretched and twisted, these make it look like something is moving very fast. I've also used distortion on the wheels of car 3 on page 28. Body position. Have you noticed that when someone is walking, the position of their body is different from when they are running? I can use the position of the body to show how they are moving. Another way to do this is to exaggerate the position of the body. I've drawn his legs stretching much wider than they would in real life. Multiple figures. Showing someone or something many times in the same picture is another good way of showing or suggesting a series of movements. Multiple panels. The boxes around each picture in a comic are called panels. Each panel shows a moment in time. By placing one panel after another, you can tell a story. When two panels are next to each other, we imagine movement by seeing the differences between the panels and thinking about what must have happened in between the two pictures. Now it's your turn. Try using some of these ideas in your own drawings. You could show a frog jumping, a bird flying, or a fish swimming in the sea, or something else. You could draw more than one picture, or draw a picture that shows more than one thing moving. You might like to draw some comic panels that show movement. What are you waiting for? Time to get moving. Happy drawing!